As the United States renews its call for European nations to boost defence spending, Ireland, despite its long-standing neutral stance, faces increasing pressure. One of the biggest concerns is the safeguarding of undersea cables. Three quarters of transatlantic cables that keep everything from emergency services to banking systems to TikTok running smoothly goes through or close to Ireland. These cables are being considered as increasingly attractive targets for military or criminal actors. It's after several incidents in the Baltics where internet cables were severed. And in a statement to RTÉ News, the chair of the powerful US Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Jim Risch, called on Ireland to increase its defence spending to ensure the protection of these undersea cables. For more on this, we're joined now by Owen McNamara, Research Fellow on Global Security and Governance at the Finnish Institute of International Affairs. Owen, would you agree with the Senator's assessment that Ireland's strategic position comes with significant responsibility?
Yes, good morning. But of course, I would agree with that statement. But we must think about it not in terms of the pressure our neighbours or our partners, the United States, the European Union, might be putting us under at this time. But we must think about increasing defence spending in Ireland as something we are doing for ourselves, for our own strategic interest. Because, of course, this vital infrastructure connecting us is the lifeblood of the Irish economy, the safety of our citizens and of our prosperity. So, yes, I would agree, defence spending needs to increase.
Is Ireland considered a soft target here and why?
Ireland is considered a soft target. We don't have any collective security guarantees. We're not a member of NATO. But I think more importantly, we're one of the lowest spenders on defence within the EU. And we don't really get much capacity out of that, even the low spending we have for our defence in terms of our national defence. A lot of our defence spending goes into our peacekeeping missions. But right now, back home in Ireland, the infrastructure that connects us, these undersea connections, undersea telecommunications cables, but not just telecommunications cables, undersea electricity connections, our aviation corridors, that feeds Ireland's economy. It's vital for us, and we need to be paying more attention to this.
But Owen, who is responsible for protecting these undersea cables in and around Irish waters? Is it Ireland or somebody else?
Well, that's very, very vague and ambiguous. The UN Charter on the Law of the Sea, the international law that governs this is quite ambiguous. It discusses about rights to maintain infrastructure and repair infrastructure flowing through exclusive economic zones, of which Ireland has quite a large exclusive economic zone. But it's quite vague after that. But Ireland, you know, this infrastructure is vital for us. We need to take the lead. But right now, our capacity is very, very limited. We have only one or two very small naval patrol vessels on patrol. Our recruitment and retention crisis in the Defence Forces means we're not in an immediate position to increase this. And we are really reliant on others. We are really reliant on our neighbours. And right now, the capacity of our neighbours, as the security crisis in Europe escalates, is being stretched. And unfortunately, Irish vulnerabilities are stretching them further. And this is something the government really, really needs to prioritise right now.
Have there been any indications that these cables are of interest to malicious actors?
Oh, there's been many, many indications going back 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 years. We have had reports of GRU, that's the Russian military intelligence agency, diving within the Irish exclusive economic zone to identify vulnerabilities. We have had maneuvers by shady ships, commercial vessels that might be masquerading as that, but are really perhaps have more malign intent, working on behalf of hostile powers. And we have had, you know, direct naval maneuvers, particularly of Russia within Ireland's maritime exclusive economic zone. So all the indications are there that this infrastructure is likely to be targeted.
With an increase in defence spending, you know, putting in a significant level of investment, could that impact Ireland's neutrality, Owen?
No, I don't think so. Ireland right now, in my opinion, is politically incompatible with NATO. There is no support within Irish public opinion for neutrality. And of course, Ireland's lack of military preparedness makes it militarily incompatible with NATO as well. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending who you talk to in the Irish political system, we're on our own on this, and it's our responsibility to secure our interests. This securing our interests, building our military capacity won't happen overnight. So we need to move on this very, very quickly. And the government needs to update its plans. And some of those plans are already there. I would refer to the Commission on Defence Forces report that outlined different levels of ambition. There was three levels of ambition. We're now probably aiming for the moderate or the mid ambition of level of ambition two. But I think the government should reconsider aiming for level of ambition three, which would bring Ireland closer to the defence capacities of countries of similar size and wealth in Europe. That would be Finland, Sweden, Austria, etc. And that would probably be enough right now in the foreseeable strategic environment to secure our interests.
OK, well, the Irish government said its defence spending stands this year at a record €1.35 billion, and it said it plans to increase that further. Owen McNamara, Research Fellow on Global Security and Governance at the Finnish Institute of International Affairs. Thanks so much for joining us.